देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. So Hare Krishna, this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 15, entitled Description of Mystic Yoga Perfections. So we'll be taking verse 4 and 5. So we'll read verse number 4. Anima Mahima Murtair. Anima Mahima Murtair. Lagima Praptir Indriyai. Lagima praptir indriye prakramyam shruta drishtesho prakramyam shruta drishtesho shakti preranam vaishita shakti preranam vaishita Anima Mahima Murte Lagima Praptir Indriye Prakyamyam Shruta Drishtesho Shakti Preranam Vishita. Mahima Murte. Prakyamyam Shuta Dhisteshu Shakti Prerinam Ishita Anima Mahima Murti Anima Praptirindre Prakriyam Shuta Dhristeshu Shakti Prerinam Ishita. Mataji. Anima Mahima Murte Prakramya Shuta Dhristeshu Anima Mahima Murte Lagima Praptir Indriye Prakramyam Vishda Drishtesho Shakti Prenam Ishita. So I'll speak the verse number 5. Suguneshwa Sangha Vasita Yatkalam Satad Anushyati Etame Siddhaye Saumya Asate Anupastika Mataha. Anima, the perfection of becoming smaller than the smallest. Mahima, becoming greater than the greatest. Murte, of the body. Lagima, becoming lighter than the lightest. Prapti, acquisition. Indrai, by the senses. Prakramyam, obtaining or performing whatever one desires. Shruta, things. Invisible about one only hears. Drishteshu, and things visible. Shaktri Preranam, manipulating the super potencies of Maya. Sub potencies. Ishitva, the perfection of controlling. Gunesha, in the modes of nature, material nature. Asangaha, being undisturbed. Vashita, the power of being under control. This control. Yata, whatever. Kamana, desire. There may be. Tat, that. Avashyati, one can obtain. Etaha, these. Me, my potencies. Siddhaya, mystic perfections. Saumya, O gentle Uddhava. Asta, eight. Atupattikaha, natural and unexcelled. Mataha, understood to be. Translation and purport. Translation. Among the eight primary mystic perfections, the three by which one transforms one's own body are anima, becoming smaller than the smallest, mahima, becoming greater than the greatest, and laghima, becoming lighter than the lightest. Through the perfection of prapti, one acquires whatever one desires, and through prakramya siddhi, one experiences any enjoyable object, either in this material world or in the next. Through asita siddhi, one can manipulate the sub-potencies of maya. And through the controlling potency called vashita siddhi, one is unimpeded by the three modes of nature. One who has acquired kama vashita siddhi can obtain anything from anywhere to the highest possible limit. My dear gentle Uddhava, these eight mystic perfections are considered to be naturally existing and unexcelled within this world. Purport. Through anima siddhi, one can become so small that one can enter a stone or pass through any obstacle. Through mahima siddhi, one becomes so great that one covers everything. And through laghima, one becomes so light that one can ride on the sun's rays into the sun planet. Through prapti siddhi, one can acquire anything from anywhere and can even touch the moon with one's finger. By this mystic perfection, one can also enter into the senses of any other living entity through the predominating deities of the particular sense. And by thus utilizing the senses of others, one can acquire anything. Through prakramya, one can experience any enjoyable object, either in this world or the next. And through ishita, or the controlling potency, one can manipulate the sub-potencies of maya, which are material. In other words, even by acquiring mystic powers, one can pass beyond the control of illusion. However, one may manipulate the sub-potencies of illusion through vashita, or the power to control. One can bring others under one's domain or keep oneself beyond the control of the three modes of nature. Ultimately, one acquires through kama vashita the maximum power of control, acquisition and enjoyment. The word atupattitha in this verse indicates being original, natural and unexcelled. These eight mystic potencies originally existing in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in the superlative degree. Lord Krishna becomes so small that he enters within the atoms, atomic particles, and he becomes so large that as Mahavishnu, he breathes out millions of universes. The Lord can become so light or subtle that even great mystic yogis cannot perceive him. And the Lord's acquisitive power is perfect because he keeps the total existence eternally within his body. The Lord certainly can enjoy whatever he likes, control all living entities, dominate all other persons, and exhibit complete omnipotency. Therefore, it is to be understood that these eight mystic perfections are insignificant expansions of the mystic potency of the Lord, who in Bhagavad Gita is called Yogeshwara, the Supreme Lord of all mystic potencies. These eight perfections are not artificial, but are natural and unexcelled because they originally exist in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. सो विथ ड्यू ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, आई वुड लाइक टू स्पीक, but I am told that I have to finish by 9 o'clock, so I'll go a little fast forward. So here what we see, Krishna is explaining to Uddhava about the eight material perfections. So one time Prabhupada was giving a lecture in London, is in Bhagavad Gita 1.45-46. So there also he quotes one verse, but there is no reference for that verse. So there Prabhupada quotes, anima lagima prapti prakramya mahima yatha ishitva cha vasitvam cha tatha kamya vasita. So Prabhupada explains these eight siddhis, the so called siddhis he explains from material point of view. A perfect yogi can counteract anything and whatever he likes he can do. That is called siddhi. So Prabhupada explains these are ashta siddhis, but still he is not siddha as Krishna. Krishna's name is Yogeshwara. He is the master of all yogis. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Prabhupada quotes. And further Prabhupada explains, in material world, people explain that just by some mystic potency, they explain, I have become God. So Prabhupada explains, what is your qualification? So you have got all your yoga siddhi, then how can you claim to be God, but you are rascal. They claim to become God, and other rascals they believe that here is God. Both of them are animals. And so with Varaha Ostara, Prabhupada quotes that verse. Also, Prabhupada explains in the second canto of Bhagavatam, so in upper planetary system, these siddhis, they are natural, like a fish which is born in the ocean or river. So it can learn on its own to swim. You need not to teach. So in upper planetary system, Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavatam in one purport. So in upper status of planetary system, there are facilities thousands of times more greater than material enjoyment that of lower planetary system. The topmost planetary systems consist of planets like Brahmaloka, Dhruvaloka, the pole star. All of them are situated beyond Maharloka. There, the inhabitants of these planets empowered with eightfold achievements of mystic perfection. They do not have to learn this practice of mystic process of yoga perfection. And they can do anything they like. They can fly. So Prabhupada explains, anima siddhi, lighter than the light, then lagima means soft feather. They do not have to get anything and everything from anywhere, everywhere. Further, he explains that they can become heavier than the heaviest. They can freely create anything, wonderful thing they can create. And vasita means they can possess any kind of power. And they never get frustrated in any desire. And prakramya, Prabhupada explains, they can assume any shape, form, even whimsical desires. Then kamavasita, Prabhupada explains, all these experiences are as common as natural gifts for the inhabitants of higher planets. They do not require any mechanical help to travel in outer space, and they move and travel at will from one planet to other planets within no time. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayeva Shant Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Sakali Ashant. So we should understand that a devotee, he explains that because the devotees of Lord Krishna are desireless. He is peaceful, Fruitive workers desire material enjoyment, jnanis desire liberation, and yogis desire material opulence. Therefore, they are all lusty and cannot be peaceful. So, in one, this thing, Purport Prabhupada explains in the third canto, that devotees do not have to endeavor for any yoga siddhis or perfection of mystic powers. They are competent to understand everything by the grace of Lord who is sitting in everyone's heart. So now today here what Krishna is explaining about the Asht Siddhis, and we'll try to understand one by one. Just I'll try to put some light on those things. So the first three, what Krishna explains among the eight primary mystic perfections, the three by which one transforms one's own body are anima, becoming smaller than the smallest, mahima, becoming greater than the greatest. So Prabhupada explains in Nectar of Instruction, in one purport, he writes, the mystic perfections achieved by actually successful yogis are eight in number. And what Prabhupada explains, that modern scientific improvements also enables us to enter into stone, because they provide for excavating so many subways, penetrating the hills. So, anima, the mystic perfections of trying to enter into stone, has also been achieved by material science. Similarly, all the yoga siddhis or perfections are material arts. For example, one yoga siddhi, there is development of the power to become so light that one can float in the air or on water. That is also being performed by modern scientists. They are flying in the air, they are floating on the surface of the water, and they are traveling underwater, that is submarine. After comparing all these mystic yoga siddhis, Prabhupada writes, to materialistic perfection, we find that materialistic scientists try for the same perfections. So actually there is no difference between mystic perfections and materialistic perfection. So Prabhupada gives one example. A German scholar once, he saw and he went to different places in India, and he found that yes, modern scientists have achieved all these things, and what he found, that bhakti yoga to be the ultimate. Prabhupada explains this one example. But we should know that especially this siddhis, even the devotees they have, but there is a big difference between the devotees and the demons, how they are using these siddhis. And Prabhupada gives one good example in Krishna book, when Agasura, he came to Vrindavan. So Agasura, he came to kill Krishna Balaram and all the cowherd boys along with the cows. And by this Mahima Siddhi, he could expand his body to the length of 8 miles. And he opened his jaw. It was touching almost the sky. So, desiring to swallow the boys at once, including Krishna and Balaram, he sat on the path. Prabhupada writes that. So, whereas we see Hanumanji. Hanumanji also had Asht Siddhi Ke Data. If you recite this Hanuman Chalisa. So, Hanumanji also had this Asht Siddhis, but he never misused them. He used them in the service of Lord Krishna. While on the way to Lanka, he encountered Simmika, Surasa, Lankini. Also, he bought that Himalayan mountain. So, here we see that devotees, what they use in the devotional service of the Lord. Like Narumuni. Anyone knows Narumuni from which planet he is? Narumuni is from which planet? Siddha Loka. Gandharva Loka, where people, they can fly. They need not to have any aircraft, like material aircraft. Then we have Pulasya Muni. Pulasya Muni, he also by his mystic power, he could take Govardhan from the Himalayan. Behind Himalayan, there are different mountain ranges. So Pulasya Muni, he wanted to take Giriraji to Triveni Ganga. And Dronachal, the father of Govardhan, he told, I want one hill, one of your sons. And this way he was taking Giriraji. It is a long story. But the moment they entered Vrindavan, the airspace, so Giriraji could make out, oh, now I am in Vrindavan. And by his mystic power, Giriraji increased his bodily weight. And Pulasya Muni had to make an emergency landing. Then there is another story. So that Giriraji stayed back in Vrindavan. So then the fourth Siddhi is called prapti siddhi. One acquires whatever one desires. So Prabhupada quotes in the Srimad Bhagavatam Kardama Muni. So Kardama Muni buys prapti siddhi. So Prabhupada gives example, just like the small in modern world, they are preparing small modern aircraft 747 which can carry about 500 passengers. But Kardama Muni created an airship just like a small city. In that airship there was nice lake, palaces, gardens. Not only that, the airship traveled all over the universe. They could not make any airship to go to the moon. But Kardama Muni, by his yogic power, he created an airship which could travel to all planets. This is yogic power. Anima Lagima Prapti, Prabhupada explains. All kinds of siddhi, these are material. However, so Prabhupada explains that one must gain the yogic siddhi by his siddhi, but ultimately they will be taken away when one leaves this material world. Also, there was one demon by name Salva. So he prayed to Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, he gave him one plane which was so quick, it could move at the speed of mind. So that plane he used to attack Dwarka. So this is another demonic tendency. Then the fifth, this thing is, siddhi is called Prakrama. Prakrama means one experiences an enjoyable object either in this world or the next, to assume any shape, form or even whimsically one desires. So Durvasa Muni, what we see, when he had been a guest in the house of Ambarish Maharaj, and when he found there are some shortcomings, so just by hitting one of his hair, he created one big demon just to kill Ambarish Maharaj. But there was a severe reaction for him, so he couldn't act on Ambarish Maharaj. So material world, what we see, people, they are using this for their own sense gratification. The 16th category is called Ishita Siddhi. One can manipulate the sub-potencies of Maya or the material elements. There are 5 material elements. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are a good number of pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. Advaita Acharya, whenever he is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for prasadam, a good number of sannyasis followed. But he wanted that only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should come. So one time what he did, he called Indra and he was offering some prayers to Indra. And what happened that day, everywhere there was rain except the path which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took to his home. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could make out, yes, Advaita Acharya, he is doing something special, so that only I can join him. So this is called Ishita Siddhi. Then we have, this is called Vashita. In modern world they call Vashikaran. One is unimpeded by the 3 modes of nature to possess such power as will never be frustrated in desire. So there are yantras, mantras, tantras, so many things people do in material world. Also in the Indian railway, in toilets you will find some Bengali Baba with some phone number result in 24 hours, isn't it? So this way, material world, what we see, Prabhupada explains, the material scientists, they have achieved all these siddhis, 8 siddhis. Now the last is Kamya Vasita Siddhi. One can obtain anything from anywhere to the highest possible limit. So now we see in Mahabharata, Arjuna, he went to the heaven, Indra's abode. Actually he went for some celestial weapons and there he could enjoy to the best of his capacity, but he was not in that mood. And we see in today's material world, especially in big cities, there are 7-star hotels. 5-star they are gone now, they are old. But anyone knows what is 7-star hotels? So 7-star hotels is you get anything from any part of this material world. Anything. So I don't want to give the list. You can get anything from any part of the world, that is called 7-star hotel. Whatever it is. So this is also materialistic perfection. And today what we see in India, you get any kind of fruit in the market from any country, any part of the world. This is a small example. So this way, what we see, those people who are trying for this, they are just wasting their time. So one time, one person from one village, he went to Himalayas. And for 12 years he was meditating there, and he got one siddhi that he could walk on the water. So way back when he came home, so all the villagers, they were assembled, yes, our Babaji has come after doing his PhD in his siddhis. And he said, yes, I'll be walking on the river today. All the village was assembled and they were saying yes. So he just walked the river from one end to other end. So one boy, he commented, Ari, ye to do paise ka jadu hai. So one boy said, this is a two paisa jadu, even I can cross this by boat by just paying two paisa. And this fellow, he just wasted his 12 years. So material world, what we see, these people, they are wasting so much time in this kind of things. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he gives good examples about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Nimai Pandit, when he was a small boy, so Sachi, he didn't have any, you know, kind of this thing, remuneration to run the house. So often time Nimai Pandit, he gave some gold to Sachi Mata. And she was very much, you know, bewildered. Where from is getting this gold? She used to go and ask the neighbors, can you make out frame where from my Nimai Pandit, he got this gold? And also Nityanand Prabhu, what we see, one time Sachi Mata gave him some sandesh. And he said, they are very little. And he just threw them out. So Sachi Mata was bewildered. She said, you fool, what you did? So Nityanand Prabhu, he said, go and check in the kitchen. And she went to the kitchen, she found all those sandesh, they were there again in the kitchen. Again one time he was at the house of Srivas Thakur, and a crow came and it took that ghee, which was for the lamb, ghee lamb, and that crow went away. The Malini, she was very much disturbed. So when Nityanand Prabhu saw Malini was distressed, he asked, yes, what is the cause of your distress? She said, one, this crow, he took away my ghee lamb, so what can I do? So that time, that crow came without that ghee pot. So Nityanand Prabhu, he called that crow and he told, okay, go and get that pot back. So also, we see Mahaprabhu in his Kshatriya Leela, when he did this Kshatriya Leela, all his close associates were there. And he was calling one by one devotee and he was explaining to them what incidences took place in their life. And in the end, he called for Sridhar. He was calling for Sridhar, but very few they know who Sridhar was. Actually, Sridhar Kolvej, he was one of the topmost devotee of Lord Chaitanya in his childhood. Often time he used to argue with him for this banana leaves. So when Sridhar was brought, that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked Sridhar, you ask me anything, I can make you the king. I can give you the Ashtasiddhis. But Sridhar, he said, no, I don't want anything. I want that Nimai Pandit to come to my house and play the same tricks with me. Also, there was one associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now we are talking about Ashtasiddhis. There were such associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They could bring dead person to life. There was one devotee by name Sarang Thakur. Recently on 6th December, there was disappearance of Sarang Thakur. So one time Sarang Thakur, he was told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why don't you initiate disciples? So he said, no, I don't want to initiate any disciple. So he said, I can do one thing. Tomorrow, the first person whom I find, I can initiate him. So next day when he went to the Ganges, so there while taking his bath, he was touched by this body of a small dead body, child, of a child's body. And that same moment that child came to life. And Sarang Thakur gave him the name Murari. It's a big story. Also there was one devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was associate of Nityanand Prabhu. His name was Gadadhar Das. So he used to go to the jungles and he used to beat the tigers. And he used to ride on the tigers. So now there are so many yogis. They also sometimes they ride on the tiger. So these are all the siddhis what we see. So in one room conversation, one time Prabhupada, he was conversing with some devotees, including Gopal Krishna Maharaj, he was there. So Prabhupada was telling that there is one so-called person in Calcutta. All of you know there is by different name they are called as Murugi Mission, like that. So this person he called his disciple, his name is different, Anand. And he told, you know, I am Krishna, I am Ram, And Prabhupada, he said, he is Krishna and he is Ram, and he is asking that company, ambassador company, to give a car. Why can't he produce a car? So this is what is we see in material world. The so-called, the pseudo-yogis, they do their own thing, and ultimately what we see, they have nothing. Harishavari Prabhu, in his Transcendental Diary, he quotes one nice episode of Prabhupada on 11 September 1976 in Vrindavan. While one time Prabhupada was taking his massage, so Prabhupada was told that one magician by name P.C. Sarkar, he is in Vrindavan, and he wants to give some demo for 20 minutes. So Prabhupada, he said, okay, evening 4 o'clock, we can do. He can do for the Gurukul boys and the visiting people. So this way, what happened? Prabhupada, along with the Gurukul boys, all they were seated. And this P.C. Sarkar, he came on the scene and he started doing so many tricks. And at one time, what he did, he put his hand in the earlobe of Prabhupada and he took out one coin. And all the Gurukul boys, they started laughing. So all the devotees, they were seeing what he is doing. So Prabhupada, he was enjoying this. And this way the show came to an end. And what Prabhupada said, you make coins disappear, Prabhupada said. But can you make birth, old age, disease and death disappear? Then he said, Swamiji, that I cannot do. Prabhupada said, well, I can do that. With a big smile on the face, Prabhupada, when he defeated, he said, yes, you are definitely a better magician than me. So you can imagine, actually this person one time, he made the Statue of Liberty in New York disappear. So there are such kind of people in this material world. So Prabhupada, he in one purpose, he quotes that often time in material world, we do two kinds of mistake. What is that? We consider ordinary people to be God and God to be ordinary person. In Mahabharata, what we see, except the Pandavas and few others, all what they thought Krishna to be an ordinary person. Duryodhana, Karna. Later on, Karna, he understood what Krishna was. Duryodhana, he wanted to bind Krishna. So, Prabhupada explains, in material world, whenever we encounter such kind of foolish people, so first of all, we should challenge, not on our own grounds, on the scriptural grounds. So, in the scriptures, there are many, these things are told, that yes, how we can challenge a fake or a real yogi or whatever it is. So there are five ways. If we are told that there is one Bhagwan visiting Bombay and should not get carried away and go with some fool and visit that Bhagwan. So first of all, the first question what we can ask, which scriptures do mention about your incarnation? And there are four Vedas, 16 Puranas, 108 Upanishad, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Shruti, Smriti. Sir, can you tell? So if he fails in that, okay, next. Can you show your universal form? So otherwise we can tell him, you can give me some divine vision by which I can see your universal form. If that he fails, then you can ask him, which acharyas have accepted you as God? We have 12 authorities. Mahajana ena gatasa panta. Dharmasya tattvam nihita guayam. So we can ask that we have so four sampradayas. There are Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya. So Prabhupada quotes, even Shankaracharya, has anybody accepted you as God? So then third count, fourth count you can ask, can you show some divine markings on your hands and feet? So in the scripture there are 28 markings are there. Among them four are Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma. Not that today they have coloring tattoos. Nowadays you can see so many, you can make all that tattoos on your body, isn't it? And you can look like God. There was a Shrigal Vasudev. He also said that I am real Vasudev Krishna. So if he fails on this count, then you can ask him, chalo kuch adbhut kari karke dikhao. Show some extraordinary thing. Like Krishna, he lifted Govardhan Hill. Can you do something like that? Not that pulling some ambassador car or railway engine. now this Kumbh Mela is coming next year. There will be this coming January, there will be Kumbh Mela, and there is the biggest jhamela. And in that jhamela, there will be so many yogis showing their ultimate imperfection. Some they are standing on one feet, somebody just holding on a pole, somebody is putting his hand in the earth, so many nautankis they are showing. So these are all of no use. And what we see, in 60s when Prabhupada went to America, that time a good number of yogis from India, they used to go to America, because new frontier, big business. So Prabhupada used to tell that in India there are factories manufacturing God. India, there you can manufacture a good number of gods. So as of now, at present in India, there are more than 10 Kalki avatars. In India, there are more than 10 Kalki avatars are there, especially in South India. So one time in Bangalore, a TV reporter, he called few Kalkis. He gave his card and he said that we'll give you Sunday prime time. All of you know what is Sunday prime time on the TV. So what happened on the reception, there were about 7-8 all these whatever Kalki avatars, they came. And this man, spokesman, he came and he says, excuse me sir, that I can choose only one, not eight all, eight, seven, what of you. Now you decide among yourself, like throwing a roti in front of dogs. Now you divide and rule. So that way all they started fighting amongst each other, pulling each other's claws, whatever it is. And they were showing this live. See the Kalki gods, they are fighting among themselves. Also in India nowadays, if someone has done PhD, he is considered as good as an authority. Like one time I was in one place in Andhra Pradesh, Adilabad. So one person, he gave me one small booklet. So do you know this person, he came all the way from Arab country on a horse. He is a Kalki avatar. Then I said, no, then the Bhagavatam mentions Kalki avatar will come only after the end of Kali Yuga. So people, they do so many speculations and they give degree to others. So also one time when Prabhupada was in New York somewhere, so one visitor was there and he told, there is one God visiting today. Excuse me, I can't attend your program as I want to go and visit that God. So Prabhupada said, okay, please give our pranams to your God. So this way, what happened next day again when that person, visitor came again to Prabhupada, Prabhupada asked, did you meet your God? So he said, no, Swamiji, what happened, that God had a severe toothache and he was to be rushed to the doctor. So Prabhupada said, how come, what kind of a God, he can't control his toothache? How can be a God? So this way, in India also there was one God, self-styled God. When this PC Sarkar, he was one time interviewed. So now you took your degree from the schools of magic from Calcutta. So do you have some other friends known from that time who were your classmate, batchmate? So he said, yes, there was one person, I know him, he's there. He is now self-styled Bhagwan. He is now self-styled Bhagwan. That Bhagwan is no more. So this way, this Bhagwan, he amassed a good amount of money. And when this Bhagwan died, people, they were looting money full of trucks and jeep, car, they were taking money. So this is what happens in the material world. So one time Prabhupada, he was having a morning walk in Mayapur. Prabhupada also had some mystic powers. He could understand what is what. So the devotees, they found one big python dead and a good number of ants, they were eating the flesh of that python. So one devotee asked Prabhupada, so what lesson we can learn from this? So oftentimes Prabhupada quoted that Lobhi Guru Chandal Chela Narak Me Jayenge Thelam Thela. This is in Hindi. So what Prabhupada said, in past life this guy, he was a big yogi and he looted people, you know. He looted people and this he became a python in this life, and the people who gave their money, now they are taking in the form of ant. So there is one episode when Prabhupada was giving a lecture in London in one hall. So Prabhupada, he could see that even normally he visited his lecture. Prabhupada, he told his disciples. So we can understand Prabhupada had that mystic power. Also, one time Prabhupada, when you used to take some massage in London, there used to be one cat, visitor cat, and the devotees used to shoo the cat. So one time Prabhupada said, okay, let him come today. He has come to take my blessings. So Prabhupada with his lotus feet, he just gives nice massage to that cat, and next day that cat left the body. So the devotees were taken back. They asked Prabhupada, so how can we know what that cat was? Now that cat is dead and gone. So Prabhupada, he said, this cat, he was a yogi in his past life. But he didn't get the association of devotees. He got the body of a cat. So now he has come to take my blessing. Subhupada ki. So the time is 9 o'clock. We can't go beyond the time. So anyone has a small quick question or comment you can make? Okay. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Subhupada ki. Jai. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Can you tell me again? Can you tell me again?